Hey y'all, let's take a look at Luke chapter 20, and this is the last of the challenges that come from the various religious factions in Jerusalem. This is the one from the Sadducees. So let's look starting in verse 27. There came to him some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die any more, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him any questions. So a few things about this passage. One, the Sadducees are a party that did not believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in angels. They maybe didn't even believe in the soul, as it were. And this is because they only accepted the first five books of Moses as authoritative. And they argued that you could not find the teaching of the resurrection of the dead in the first five books of Moses. And so they come, remember, to trap him, not to learn. And that's very important. They've come to him not asking for mercy or to learn from him, but they've come to try to trap him. And it's sort of funny because they give, as it were, their own parable, but it's a really flat-footed parable. In other words, Jesus is the master of parables, and maybe they're trying to answer him, but it's a really lame attempt at trying to catch him. And of course, it's based on the passage in Deuteronomy that says, if a brother dies having married, but his wife has no children, his brother should marry her and raise up a child, have a child with her who can inherit his family name and inherit his property in Israel. And of course, they come up with this sort of absurd situation in which seven brothers wind up marrying this one woman. So Jesus basically points out that they've made a category mistake. They do not understand that the resurrection life, the resurrected body, and it is a body, not a disembodied soul, but a body, the resurrection body is categorically different from the body that we see here. Our best example of this, of course, is Jesus. He is the only resurrected body we've seen. Lazarus was revived or raised from the dead, but it's assumed he would die again. Jesus, the scripture says, will never die again. And so Jesus says, listen, the resurrection body, those who partake of that life to come, it's a totally different situation. And he suggests that this is because that the purpose of marriage on this side of the resurrection is to advance the species, is to have generations from one generation to the next so that the human race can continue to live. He says, but in the resurrection, that will no longer be necessary. So he suggests that the primary purpose of marriage is the raising up of the next generations, is procreation. And that's really telling in a day and age when all over the world, birth rates are dropping dramatically. I remember when I was a kid, everybody was talking about how in, 15, 20 years, the whole planet, we're all going to starve because we're having too many kids. Now what we're realizing is all over the world, societies are having fewer and fewer kids with every generation, and that's a really terrible thing. Japan, as an example, just recently, they sell more adult diapers than they do children's diapers. So it's a sign that the world no longer has a will to live, and it's a sign that we need the gospel more than ever and an understanding of God's purposes and ways more than ever. Well, then He then says, so listen, first, guys, you have a category mistake. You don't understand that life in the resurrected life is different. Marriage no longer has the place that it does. But then he goes on to make an argument for the resurrection, note, from the first five books of Moses. Meaning, remember, the Sadducees don't think that they only accept the first five books, and they don't think you can find the resurrection there. And so Jesus takes them to Exodus and says, quotes the passage where God says to Moses that the Lord is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Meaning, Moses, or God says there that he is their God, and by Moses' day they were dead, so in some sense they were with him, and God was not the God of people who no longer existed. He's the God of the living, and so they were living. And notice the response. Nobody says anything. Notice also that the person who says you've answered well is a scribe. It's not a Sadducee. The Sadducees are like, oh, what are we going to do? We've never seen that thought from the first five books of Moses. But the scribe says, ha, yeah, good job, Jesus. He recognizes the authority and the truth there. And most appropriately, it says they no longer dared ask him any questions. They realized they were no match for Jesus in the scriptures and in argument and in understanding. And it's an encouragement and a challenge that we should grow in our understanding so that we can answer well from scripture. But mostly, it's a reminder to us of the teaching of Christianity, which is the promise of the resurrection of the dead. It is not just a promise of disembodied spirits, but it is a promise of a new heaven and a new earth and all the good things that God has made and all those who he has redeemed in his Son being gathered together to unfold his creation, his new creation forever, and worship him forever. So may we have that hope, the hope of Christianity, the hope that the dead in Christ will rise. Amen.